Paul, what do you think the three games at home did for your team?
We got back to having some success in some things that we were working on in those games. And we started to see it in St. Louis. But we got back closer to a game that we want to play, that we can work on, that we can all understand and communicate ideas about. It's a little closer to where we want to try to get to.
Give us a bit of insight as to what you did like that you'd like to continue to build on.
Well, overall, we were quicker in those games. Not as quick as we want to be defensively, but I thought we got in some holes better offensively, moved the puck a little bit better, made some plays coming through the neutral zone. We did, and this is going to be a challenge here tonight, but we cut down on the guys getting in behind our D and cut down on some of those stretch breaks that we were given, probably from Montreal through to Nashville. There were too many of them. So we were a little better in those areas.
What are some of the things you're seeing on your penalty kill?
I think it's getting better. I think at home and at St. Louis, but the goal that we gave up the other night's off one of our skates, those just happen occasionally. We were far better up. Get a little more pressure. It's going to be the reason that I'm hesitating with my answers tonight's a different night. It's a different kind of power play. It's a whole different animal. And the question after the game is, well, if there were things that you liked on your PK, this is a different power play. They have a completely different skill set and mindset in how they run it. So we have to change some of the things that we've been doing well, keep some of the things we've been doing well, but we're going to have to be in a little different mindset in our kill tonight.
Right. The pressure component is tougher because Backstrom is such a good...
It's all of them. They make one or two adjustments to what they do during the course of the game based on what you do. It's their puck possession that's difficult to handle. They don't move a lot out of their routes. There's not an awful lot of motion to it in the offensive zone. Every one of them can shoot or pass at any time, and that pass is on the tape, and it's usually in succession with two or three other passes, and it's hard to handle.
Touched on this yesterday, and the more you watch them, how much more do they play like a Western Conference team with Oshie and Williams? And, Barry's been here now trying to kind of implement that game.
Yeah, the structure that they had in Nashville, a lot of the systems are the same now. They've got two really, really skilled kind of lines and then a couple of lines that are going to grind you real hard. I just always felt playing Washington, the challenge was they were going to play an offensive game, and if you could keep them out of that, then you were going to get yours as well. And we spent my time in Carolina an awful lot of time against that style of game, and it's changed now. It's the defense is a critical piece to what they do, and how they defend is really important. And they seem to have a good buy-in by their offensive guys, but they're still really dangerous when they get that puck.